David Andrews.
Stupid turkey thing.
Patriots center.
Hold on. Hey, guys.
What's up, bud?
David, let's talk turkey.
Hey, I'm thankful for y'all. I just want you guys to know that.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm thankful for y'all.
That is nice of you. It's very nice of you to say,
David.
That.
Thank you.
Most guests are.
You guys keep the fans engaged. You know,
yeah.
Keep them excited
too.
About us.
Well, we sure do.
So, number one, if you're going to smoke a turkey, you better brine it.
We brined it. Yeah. We pulled it out like 36 hours in the brine.
Did you spatchcock it?
What, no, what's spatchcock?
I'm sorry. Are we in the safe harbor?
Safe harbor declared. Go ahead.
So spatchcocking is my favorite way of cooking turkeys, chicken. You cut the backbone out and you kind of flatten them.
Oh, so you're like butterfly almost.
Yeah. And I think they cook evenly. You can get the skin a little crispy. I like that.
I'll have to check that out.
Spatchcock. Try it.
Yeah, look up my guy, Meat Church.
I'm looking it up. It was rejected on a work computer.
It is?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
You got to look up Meat Church on YouTube. He's got
Meat
some amazing
Church?
Stuff.
Meat Church?
Meat Church? I'm not happy.
Meat Church. Pray at the altar of Meat Church.
Oh, Meat Church. Okay.
Don't
you came right up. Yeah, there it is. Smoked turkey.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. Well, a former Patriot, Matt Light, as Zoe can attest to, has been seen like walking around the woods of Wrentham hunting turkeys from time to time. So he just like goes out and finds them.
Yeah, he takes their heads off with a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Just blow the head off the turkey. It just thing just runs around for a while. And then he chain links it to the back of his truck. And then he smokes them at home.
Some lady called the police on him one day.
Yeah, horrified.
Was, like, in her backyard hunting turkeys.
He said, go back in your house.
She's like, what the hell?
Go back in your house. Okay. Hey, Dave, the team's playing real well right now, and I'm sure you guys are hearing the external noise about, you know, potential destinations and now being a Super Bowl favorite and contender. Any thoughts on that as to how well the team's playing?
You know, I think it's the same when, you know, we were 2-4 earlier and there was a lot of other things being said about us. You got to ignore the noise, good or bad. You know, I think the biggest thing for us has just been, you know, coming in, working, putting good things together. But, you know, I think this team, I have a lot of enjoyment playing with this team. And I think, you know, that's a big thing. We enjoy being with each other. We enjoy being around each other. And, you know, it's a grind here. So it's that makes it a little bit more fun and better. And, you know, we got guys just buying in and working their tails off, and that's, you know, what's brought us here.
Yeah, David, with some of the young guys that you guys have on the team, is like handling success a different challenge than handling failure? I know you always hear football coaches say it can honestly sometimes be harder to coach a guy when he's having success because maybe he gets away from the things that were making him successful. With some of the younger guys that you're relying on now, your quarterback, your running back, you know, obviously young defensive lineman and Barmore contributing a lot. Like, how is that challenge different than handling failure?
I mean, I think I can't attest to coaching, but I think there's definitely challenges in each. And I think even as a veteran, there's challenges in it, you know, and you got to just keep that edge to you. That's the biggest thing. I think we do a good job of that here, just with the competition we create every day. You know, we strive to make practice a lot harder than it is in the games at times. And, you know, the coaches do that. We do that as players. The competition we have with each other, there's a lot to that. So there's a lot that goes into it, but I would always rather be on the success side than failure side.
I hear players often say, and maybe you've said something similar in the past, that Belichick is always the same. He's always, you know, when the team is down, when the team is up, he's always even keeled. I find that a little bit hard to believe, in all honesty, because we notice changes in him from the outside. How is Bill different? Do you observe him different at all when the team is rolling a little bit like they are now on a 5-game winning streak like you guys are?
I mean, I really don't notice a difference.
Nothing?
I mean, maybe we might get a Monday off.
Okay.
Maybe. But, I mean, it's always going to be nothing. Nothing's ever going to be good enough. There's always going to be corrections. There's always going to be things we can do better. Even after really good wins, you know, we go back there and look at it. We're coached hard and corrected hard on things, and nothing gets pushed to the wayside. I mean, it's all the attention to details and things like that.
You know, Bill made a comment about your upcoming opponent this weekend, the Titans, saying they're a typical Mike team, talking about Mike Vrabel, their head coach, and obviously a former Patriot. What do you think he meant by that, and what sort of come through in the coaching and preparation this week and getting ready for the Titans?
I mean, I think they're a physical team. You can see that, obviously. Your defense, offense, special teams, it's all, you know, physical mind, you know, mind base, and they've got some really good physical players on their D-line. Between Simmons, Autry, obviously Landry's having a really good year. So you see that. You see they're well-coached, you know, things like that. There's a lot of similarities in that. And, you know, they're a physical, tough football team.
Is there any carryover from last week? Because, you know, I know you played Dean Pease's defense in Atlanta, and, you know, he's had a huge hand in building the defense in Tennessee. So is there some stuff that you guys can carry over from last week to this week?
I mean, I think there's always some little carryover things, but obviously you've got different players with different skill sets. So we'll just have to see, you know. It's obviously we played Pease there when he was with Vrabel, and then obviously it was Pease this weekend. So there's, you know, probably going to be some type of carryover and things we'll have to look at. But, you know, like I said, obviously different players and different skill sets.
All right, last one for you. Did you guys carry on the tradition with the rookies of the fake turkey free everything sign up?
The what?
Where you sign up for free turkey, free pie, free all fixings, all that, and you have to go pick it up at a certain place. And the whole team signs up, but it's really the rookies that show up and have somebody sitting there filming it where there's really no place. You guys don't do that anymore?
Or did Zoe just ruin it?
No, I mean, I've... Yeah. You know, so, I mean, how long was that? 30 years ago when you played?
Yeah. All right, Dave. Have a good Thanksgiving, Dave. Hope you eat a lot. Sit back, drink some beer, and put your feet up. And enjoy watching football while not playing. I'm sure the rest was good for you guys.
David, nice I'm thankful for you. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, I'm thankful for you, buddy.
And thanks for pointing us to Meat Church. I'm going to have to check that out.
Spatchcock.
Do what?
Thanks for pointing us to Meat Church.
Go to Meat Church. They make awesome rubs. That's what I use on a lot of my stuff.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good Thanksgiving. See you, Dave.
Happy Thanksgiving to David Andrews, Patriot Center, with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.